Good evening. This is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your performance today. I hope you guys have a wonderful performance, and I hope our comments will help. Easy trumpet, digga digga dump, dee dee. Yeah, bop, bop, bop. The articulation is just really hard right now. It needs to be much more D-syllable. Dee 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 dee. I might put the trumpets and have them blow into the stands a little more. This is French horn lead. Do, do, de, do. De, 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 de. More shape. Boom, boom, boom. French horn and euphonium. I'd get the clarinets out of the way. Flute or alto out of the way. That's just the color. Do, de, 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 de. This has got to feel like it's in two. Okay, again, dut, 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 and then low brass parts there, trombones. Again, dut, 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 and they're just too hard a tongue. The notes are kind of there. We're again, dee 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 dee. Start that trill softer. Yeah, and just because you're in a stratosphere clearance doesn't mean. Okay, where's the melody? This should be low brass lead. Would bring this down. Oh, there's so many places that just musically, there's so much more you can do. I would find a really good source recording and let the kids listen to it. Yeah. Yeah, there's, I would find a really good resource recording and really analyze what's brought out where. Right now, at least where I'm sitting, it feels like everybody's just playing their individual part. The whole, what makes it so cool is the articulations and the way it passes the melody from section to section to section. And they're D syllables. And again, it's all the way through. And then over the in the bottom of that d d d d d d d d d d d d d that has to sing and be right over the top of it with lots of shape and very slow and moving from note to note. More resonance in the chords, and it's way too fast. I don't think I'd play it this fast. Yeah, I'm losing parts. Third trumpet parts, fourth trumpet parts, especially that third part on B2. And again, the resonance in the bottom really needs to happen. I'm not hearing that. Trombone parts, I hear a lot of first trumpet. And the horn part just has to sing above all of this. Come on, horns. Go, horns. Go, horns. Go, horns. Go, horns. And then underneath that, the tuba part, you got to stagger like crazy. And those are very legato. Lots and lots you can do that. The horn where it says Loudon, that has to come up. Again, source recordings, I cannot stress enough. But that being said, the melody's got to come up, but the people underneath have got to support that all the way through. A lot more horizontal alignment. Oh no, da. More oboe. See, the clarinet's going over the top, but then the people underneath aren't supporting that. You know, you've got an alto line, you've got a bassoon line. All of that's got to happen. If you don't have a bassoon, you're going to have to bring that line in someplace. If it's a baritone or a tenor sax, and get that other line covered. Big deal. Pull this back. Every once in a while, the chord will lock in. Yeah, all the highs, at least for me, are way, way too hot. And again, where are we going to breathe? Granger's got these gorgeous chords all the way through. And it just feels like some of us are lightly tonguing. And it's like da da, and that's where the horns have just got to sing above everybody else. The tubas, you're getting out of the way too quick, and you're just leaving the upper voices to die there. You got to have that horns. And again, wow, listen to your pitch. You can't go flat. Yeah, and again, big flat F major chord there, man. It's got to happen. Where's the third? Where's the fifth? Et cetera, et cetera. I saw lots of inner parts that have got to be sustained. The tuba part, the bass clarinet part, the bass part, the bassoon part, Barry Sax part, tenor, all those people underneath, that just like a pedal of the organ, it's just got to sustain. Trombones, all the way through there. Yeah, there's a little bit of a decrescendo, but you have to support what's going on top of you. The euphonium part is huge. And again, it's just prioritizing what you want to hear where. Again, I go back to melody, counter melody, and rhythm. But in the Granger, they literally go through each bar. What's the most important note? What's the most important color? And each bar, you've almost got to analyze one chord at a time and make sure that you hear everything and every color that you want to hear on every bar. That's why the Granger is a great teaching tool. It's a great piece of music. But it also requires you to be super mature. And again, It's got to go someplace. Bounce, bounce. Oh, listen to your pitch between the lead trumpet, clarinet, flute one. Wow. Not even close. Mezzo piano, and again, it's not bouncing at all. And that trumpet's coming in, and that real, real hard, strident tongue. Yeah, see, and the second part, and then how does the upbeat and downbeat line up against that bup, 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 beat it up? Yeah, those musical priorities really bother me right now. Yeah, where's the retard? There's so many things musically. Pull things back. Use some rubato. Baritone line over the top. And again, it isn't flowing horizontally at all right now. Very legato. I don't want to hear any hard tongues at all. Okay, and then there, da-da-dee, pitch on the concert C's and the trumpet is not good. Fourth partials on a trumpet are always flat. You've really got to think about that. And your airspeed, just because you're trying to play softer, it has to line up with what's going on up on top. Again, pitch problems between clarinet, flute, trumpet. De-de-de-da-da. Where's the line? Da-de-da, da-de-da. It's question and answer. Come on, little brass. What is our phrasing? Is it 2 bar, 3 bar? It's got to be at least 2. Forte piano, again, it's all high. I need that second trumpet part. I don't hear the alto sax part. And again, how are we going to do the retard? Are we going to pull that back? Rubato, and ladies and gentlemen, you have to watch. Oh, yeah, lots of bottom, lots of bottom. Dig it. Articulation, it's got to line up with the mallet. Little space after the stick a bit. Long. That should be horn lead. Go, horns. The finger part. Where's the bottom trumpet parts? Where's the clarinet part on and a 2, 3 and I'm not hearing that at all. Some of us got to go home and practice some parts. Runs are just, you're crushing 16s badly. Dig it up. Digga 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 dum, bum digga dum, digga 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 tone, dum ga dum. Again, digga 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 da. And again, it how is the balance? As some of you were going up, some of you were going down, and I need to be here. That contrary motion and the 16th, digga 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 or digga 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 digga. So there's a definitive difference. So you get, you hear those different tonalities going across, and then ba digga digga digga, then pop 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 digga 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 pop 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 b, and the low brass d d d boom at the end. And again, you accent the beginning of the note, and I need to hear. Tone, 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 boom. So all the way through the shanty thing, it's kind of cute the way it goes from that little jig, or if you will, at the beginning, and then it goes to this real pretty legato section, and then it goes back to kind of maestoso fanfare thing at the end. And I need to be able to hear the definitive difference between those. And then it's a balance and ensemble dynamic and an ensemble moving together. All the chord structures that have to happen and how the lines go from one to the other. You could say the same thing about Irish Tune, and you could say the same thing about First Suite. It's the articulation and how it goes from one section into another, et cetera, et cetera. And right now, I think I mentioned this earlier, musical priorities, melody, counter melody, and rhythm, and you have to know how your part fits within that. There's some spots where you're not going to play as strong, even though it may be marked forte, because somebody else has something that's more important. So those are the things that I think you need to work on. An Irish Tune, it's all those inner parts going through. Source recordings, I cannot stress enough, and First Suite, same thing, D, 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 and it's, they're D syllables, and it's light, and it's very, it's articulate, it is not, da, 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 da. There's not a T anywhere in that, it's got to be very, very D-like, and it needs to balance, do, 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 do. And basically, you could take that same style that you're going to and apply it to some of the stuff that you have in shanties, so you're getting that same type of articulation. Okay, continue to work on your balance. Continue to work on your ensemble dynamics. Trumpets in particular. Now, it may be where I was sitting today. I got one trumpet player that was blowing right at me, and it was really sticking above the ensemble. I think if you blow into the stand, that's going to help. But work on your ensemble dynamics. What is forte? Where's mezzo piano? Where's blah, blah, blah? And how does your part fit within the ensemble? Hope my comments help. Good luck.